All right. There we go. Okay. So, as I was saying, let me pull up my notes I have here. So these are the areas that you want to speak with him about in regards to how he will be receptive to wanting to, first of all, see where he can improve his voice, but how it relates to tangible results for him. So in this case, you know he wants to play in a world stage. He wants to affect massive change in the world. He has a really big vision. You start with the things that he most desires first in conversation, because you need to really paint what his big vision is for him. He knows it, but to know that you're reiterating it for him lets him feel connected to you. Because what he sees is that you get where he's coming from, what he wants. And you even, over your work together, you'll find, and this is for him or anyone you're working with, how you can even see something bigger than he sees for himself. Because that also cements a connection, a partnership between the two of you. He sees that you really see, wow, I see you want this and you're craving this. I even see this for you. And, you know, like for part of that for him could be doing television interviews. And he may be terrified doing television interviews. And so part of your work together with him would be able to help address, because it's the practical things that you will teach, the practical things that you will show him, but you're going to find your work together with him is going to be the emotional stuff, is the things he's going to also want support around as well. Because we all have them, you know. And so the more that you can bond with him in that way, the safer he'll feel with you. And this is just, we're using, I'm saying him as a model. This will be for everyone you work with. But the most important thing that you'll have to do first and foremost with him is bond with him, that he feels really safe and heard and understood, and that your work with him will actually help him to achieve what he wants from a space of partnership. So, what we pretty much wrote down is, and these are really bullet point notes I wrote down for your potential for your sales copy for your page. Does your voice represent who you really are? How could improving your voice improve your results? Would it help you to engage better with your clients? If your clients are more fully engaged, will you get better results? Meaning you get more sales. Your clients will stay in your programs. You know, they'll be more engaged in teleseminars, webinars. Pain point areas could be, you know, are your clients not staying in your programs? Are they dropping out? Are you having trouble with client retention? You know, you have to have a balance between the pain and the pleasure points so people really get it. And you ask the questions like, what is your big vision? And I would ask him that, what's his big vision? Like, lay it out. Like, if you could have your business be exactly how you want it to be, and you're living, you're playing full out, and it's exactly how you want it to be, what's that look like? And then just listen to what he says, because you want to reiterate that to him in conversation. And again, this is a model for everyone you'll work with. If you get to that place first, then you can address what's preventing them from getting to where they want to be. And then they'll tell you exactly where where they are. Now, would you be able to actually have a one-on-one conversation with him?
Probably.
Okay. You have it. You are you connected with him on Facebook, or you have his personal email or whatever? Could you like email him
I
and
have his email and I have phone numbers and I have Facebook and LinkedIn and so I have
okay.
various getting hold of them.
Okay. So you have access to him. Okay. So what I would do is I would whichever one of those will yield you the results that you want, meaning that he's going to say yes to an appointment. Like in this case, you could say something like, you know, Ryan, you know, you've taken one of his programs, correct? You know, what's the name of the program?
I forget.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Let's just say, you know, Ryan, I was in your Master Your Destiny program and I really got a lot out of it. I really enjoyed it a lot, and I've gotten, you know, some great, maybe you might mention a result or two that you got out of it, because he wants to know too that what he's doing is affecting you as well. And says, and
Yeah,
as
well,
I was,
my idea would be to say I finally figured out what my best niche would be,
perfect.
because he
Perfect.
did some coaching with me around niche, and that was a little difficult for me, and it was difficult for me to sort of imagine my business fitting into the teleseminar, webinar, phone consultation model. And he
Okay.
knows that, so I think he would be
Oh.
excited to hear that I found a way to I
Great.
found my niche, I found my particular idea, and I think this is something that could really be helpful for you, and I would love it if you would help me try this out.
There you go. There you go. Done.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so glad. Thank God I remember to record this. Oh God. So
Yeah.
yeah, so you go back and you know you because you said it. So you basically just reiterate what you said just now to him, and get on the phone with him. And you know you want to take it from the perspective of, and I would say if he's a person that's of enough influence that the results you could get for him, he would be like your sort of your spokesperson.
He would be a big cheerleader for me, I'm
Yeah.
sure.
Which you want. That's
Yeah.
what you want.
Yeah.
So, and what I would do is I would really model it. I would really model it after the results. So this is why I was so excited about doing this with you, because you already are in contact. Usually I have to help people find who their audience is. You already have an in with them.
Yeah.
So now what will happen is, you know, if he was willing to do it with you, you know, I would even go so far as to say, if you know sure for sure you can help him and the desire was strong enough to help him and you can get results from him that would really benefit you by having him being your cheerleader, you might consider doing it for him, you know, as a scholarship.
Yeah, that's
Yeah. Because it would be more benefit to you to actually literally develop the program working with him and then having him being your cheerleader as you see your process. And then, of course, we can then flesh out what those components of the program will be, how many sessions it's going to include, and all of that. I know we sort of touched on that a little bit when we had our meeting last week. So let's say that he says, yes, Ariana, I want to work with you. What's this going to look like? Then that's the question I'm asking you. What's it going to look like? What do you, based on what you know you can deliver, how much time will you need with him to help him achieve a result in a time frame?
Well, that's a big question. I made a lot of notes last week about some various levels that people need to go through, and so the basic and this I may need to pare it down, but I can send you some of these docs that I put together. But the
Okay.
first level is know your instrument. Your voice
Okay.
is your instrument, and you really need to know how it works in order to use it and keep it healthy, in order to use it well and keep it healthy. So
Okay.
there's basic information about that, and I'm trying to figure out whether that should be a slideshow with an audio file that accompanies, or whether I really need to do a video which is not my favorite thing, but.
No, I get that. I get that. I get that. Now, I would say from this perspective, and where you are with this right now, I wouldn't worry so much about the form of delivery, that the content, how it's going to be delivered. It's going to be video, a webinar, a video slideshow, all that kind of stuff. In this case, this is a person that's hiring you to work together one-on-one. So you, in all instances, would probably not be having him watching a video. You might. Or it might be a slideshow with a video voiceover. It might be the way it goes. But I would say, based on what we talked about, I know you said there was some kind of an equipment package that you would have to send to them.
Right, if they're going to do your voice training, yeah, there's equipment.
Okay. Let's kind of stair step it back a little bit. So if, say, I was the person that just hired you to do this with me, and you need to gather data in order for you to be able to better gauge where we're going to go, would the first thing that you would do is send me this kit, and then I do some exercises, and then you go and analyze what my voice is sounding like? I'm assuming here, so I don't know.
I would gather that kind of data by having a questionnaire, for one thing, and then also by talking with them and listening to their voice quality. For best would be over Skype, so I can see them.
Okay.
So I can see what kind of tension they're carrying in their face, in their neck and shoulders, what is their posture like, that kind of thing.
Okay. All right. So your first section would be, let's see, I'm just going to make it like section. So section one would be understanding your instrument.
Yeah.
Okay, so understanding.
And it needs some pictures, because it's much easier to get an idea of what the larynx is and what your vocal folds are, and you can look at a picture.
Okay.
So that's what we can show.
So in that case, then some type of a maybe like a PowerPoint presentation of some sort.
Yeah, right.
Could be a nice visual point. Let's see, it's like a PowerPoint presentation. Okay.
Since I'm on a Mac, I've got Keynote on my Mac, and.
Oh, you have Keynote. Okay.
I also have Word on my Mac, so I could do PowerPoint.
Okay. Yeah, Keynote's wonderful. I love Keynote. So you would basically need to do a questionnaire with them.
Yeah.
Do you have the questions outlined that you would need to ask someone?
I have some questions in my listening questionnaire that I give to kids with learning difficulties, but no, I kind of have to, I really need to do that. So
okay.
That'll be high on my list.
Yes.
I
think that's going to be your homework. It sounds to me, I think it's, based on what we're saying right now, is that we already have a particular target person that we can start talking to. So we're going to work from the perspective of that he is going to be interested in this. And if he is, he's going to want to know how soon we can start work together. So you'll need to have at least some introductory pieces ready to go. So when he says yes, or anyone says yes, you can at least get started with them.
Right.
So I would say from this point, we would work on section one, which would be what the questionnaire is, and then I'm going to say this is your homework assignment for this week, is to get the questions written down. Would you present it well, let me ask you this. For the purpose of doing this, because the goal is to do this online, through an online, presentation.
Yeah,
package.
Google Docs has a very nice
form.
Form.
Yeah, that's what I use with you when we started working together was the online.
Yeah, so I would just do it on that.
Okay, so we would create the questionnaire. So I would say do that, put it on Google Docs, and then send that over to me, and I'll take a look at it for our next session.
Okay.
And then you want to do, the next thing you said was the voice training interview. So that would be where you would test, you would listen to them speak. How long does that, how much time would you need to talk to them in order for you to get a good diagnostic of what you need to help them with?
I could probably do it within half an hour.
Okay. So we'll say a 30-minute voice training interview. I'm calling it voice training interview. It could be something else, but that's just what I wrote down in my notes. I'll say voice coaching interview.
Yeah.
And that's 30 minutes. And just off the top of your head, it doesn't have to be precise, and it doesn't even matter, you know, for the notes, but I'm just curious for myself, about how many questions do you think you'll need to ask in the questionnaire?
I'll have to figure that out. Maybe I'll be able to get some, you know, like get double answers with one question, you know.
I don't need the exact answer. I was going to say, what I would say is just do a brain dump, put everything in there. And then when we go through it, then we can look at what is basically, you know, could you word one or change one thing to make this a double one and then get rid of a couple of questions. You know, the one thing I do say is you don't want it to be so long that people like, oh, my God, how long is this? I'm going to be on here forever filling this, you know, filling this out. So if you can keep it to under 15 questions, you might need 20. I don't know. But I would say just put it all in there. So we can always edit. It's rather you have everything in there that you feel you need. And then, you know, and is it going to be essay format? Is it going to be, you know, check whichever best sounds like you or whatever?
Probably some of both.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Something will be, you know, how much does this affect you on a scale of 1 to 5, you know, and then other things will be, give me a few sentences here.
Okay. So you would do, so I would say what your assignment's going to be is to do a brain dump of the questionnaire. And just for yourself, I know you have it in your mind, but just for yourself, write out what are the questions that you're going to be asking them during the voice coaching interview. And I think more for me, so I can kind of see how you're directing it and how you're, you know, I think it's more for my own, just own knowledge, so I can better understand what you're presenting and how you're presenting it. Because it sounds like what could be the first piece of this is when that person hires you, you're going to be doing your diagnostic in section one, or what I like to use the word module. So in module one is understanding your instrument. And in that process, you do a questionnaire, you do a voice coaching interview, and then everyone wants to leave with some kind of a benefit or something that they feel like I can really, and I understand this, if I understand that your work together with them will be a process that will most likely cover at least 3 months, up to 6 months or longer.
Yeah.
But at each point of your delivery, they need to walk away with something that they can grasp onto to feel like, oh, wow, I'm getting results. I'm feeling, you know, something that they can do that cements what they're learning. So in this case, I would say simple things could be like a tip sheet, for an example, your top 7 tips on how you can better preserve your voice for a presentation. Or 5 tips to better voice training health. What can you do? Just simple things like that. They seem so simple and so common sense to you, but to someone who doesn't know this stuff, they read that and go, and the more simplified you can make it, the better they can grasp onto it. Oh, well, on top of, the voice coaching session we did today, and the assessment that we did today, she gave me a tip on 7 tips to improve my voice health, or 7 tips to make, 5 tips to how to have, how to bet perfect thing, how to better engage my audience. Like what's one simple tweak that they can do immediately on their next call that could begin to shift, they begin to shift the results they're getting. You'll know better based on your training and your knowledge what that could be. It could be to remember to breathe, to take a breath between the notes. Don't be afraid of pauses. Whatever, that kind of thing. How to, at what point is it important to take in some more oxygen so when you want to inflect a certain portion of your presentation, is that the time you need to pause, take in some oxygen, breathe out, and then go for it, or fill your chest and then give it,
Right, or
just
a basic healthy breathing technique. Most
Yeah,
of us
just
breathe up into our chests, and we really get more bang for the buck if we breathe down into our belly.
see, I love that. What you just said right now was brilliant. You get more bang for the buck. See, that's the kind of language these kind of people will understand. That's copy right there. Yeah, they love that. And actually, that could be the title of an article that you write, or the title of a tip sheet. How to get more bang for your buck by simple breathing techniques. Because that kind of language is what these people are going to hear. They're going to go, oh my God, it's like, because for them, they want to make more money. So using that kind of language gets their attention.
Right.
Yeah, so I would
And
definitely go with that.
the belly breathing is important for relaxation too.
Beautiful.
To help us calm down when we're getting ready for a presentation or we're anxious about how it's going. Gotta put your hand on your belly and breathe down there.
Well, that's great. I'm doing as you're saying it. Well, I love that. Okay. See, and these kinds of things, Ariana, are the things that you'll start to make posts about on Facebook. One simple tip, like I'm just verbalizing this one thing out. Your Facebook post for tomorrow, for an example. Want a quick tip to calm yourself down before a presentation, and then find a photograph in Google Images with a hand on the stomach or the abdomen, and use that image, and then you ask the question in the post. Want a tip for calming yourself down before a presentation, and then use that visual image there, and then you say what it is. Place your hand on your abdomen and then draw a good deep breath and release to calm you down quickly. That kind of stuff gets people paying attention to you, and you start to, and then those people that start commenting, because we want to start working on getting people to comment on your posts on Facebook, because those people that raise their hands and comment on your post on Facebook are who people that you also could reach out to once we create your first introductory coaching session, or your first introductory 30-minute discovery session. So those people, so we want to start eliciting comments from people. You have how many followers on Facebook already? I think it's
Oh, it's something like 276.
okay, yeah, we need to increase that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I
And
love
those
your
are
post, but we
what?
need to start can I love your post, but we need to start a campaign of getting, first of all, more followers. We got 309. And we need to start getting more engagement with those followers. So, first of all, the people that are associated with Ryan, for an example, to start with, are people that you want to start inviting, sending a friend request over to. You want to start building up your list of followers. I would say an exercise for you is to send out at least 5 requests a day, no more than 10, because you don't want to trigger Facebook into thinking that you're just starting to spam a lot. So you
Uh-huh.
want to. People who ideally would be someone you might want to be connected to in terms of your work. So you want to look for speakers, you want to look for people who are in that arena. So I would say look at some of Ryan's people first, because you know like minds attract one another. So you need to be doing at least 5 requests a day for friends. I would say start with 5 and then increase it to 10. And then your post for Facebook need to be educational in nature. So it's like, well, you still want to blend in what you're currently doing. So every day is not going to be a marketing message, but you want to be able to at least do 2 posts a week that are more educational in nature, meaning little tips like that, little simple exercises like that. And it can even be myths, like we talked about myths last week. Like the big thing that people that I thought about honey, and you use an image of a teaspoon of honey, for an example, and say, comment, or, you might even say, write out, I would say, write out 10, or the most common 5 or 5, 7, doesn't matter the number, 5, 7, 9, 10 myths about the voice. And you just use a simple a post. You can basically scatter these posts out over the next month. One post could be, myth number 3, about swallowing a teaspoon of honey or whatever improves the voice, whatever. That's a myth, but what you said. So you would like illustrate that, and they would go, "Oh wow!" Because if I thought that, other people have thought that. So you're educating us about what's the real story about how to preserve and protect your instrument. Are you there?
I'm just typing.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, so it's those kinds of things. And you can go back and listen to this. The recording will be ready right after we finish talking, so I'll send it over to you within probably half an hour or so. But and we can even, if you and I would say, if you have any ideas for posts you want to write, email those over to me, and I can take a look at them and show you how to tweak them a little bit to make them more effective for you. But I would say I don't want to overwhelm you too much, but we want to start building up your following on Facebook. So let's see, let me start writing out what I would like to see for next week. Okay. So two simple, well, no, let's go back. 5 new Facebook followers a day. Invitation. Don't spend too much time on this. Just find 5 people that you feel resonance with and send a friend request over. You don't want to spend hours doing this. You want to craft try to craft about 2 The goal we want to get to is basically to sort of almost have like an editorial day where you basically spend like a few hours once a month or whatever and just kind of write your Facebook post out for the month or for at least several weeks so you're not having to spend time each month trying to come up with something. So all you have to do is basically you have it in a file on the computer, you basically have your text, your image, you cut and paste it on Facebook, and then you're done.
Yeah.
Invite your 5 new followers and move on. So I would say as much as you feel motivated, craft several Facebook posts. I'll just put it like that. You want images attached to every single post that you do, because the more images you have when you have an image attached to a Facebook post, it helps the image to show up higher in the algorithm.
I have noticed that.
You want to have images attached to everything, and you want to always, always ask a question of some sort in your post that people can respond to, because the comments that you get also help you stay up higher in the algorithm on Facebook. And in as much as you can, without being on Facebook all day, when people, respond to your question, just drop in a couple of times a day and respond back. It doesn't have to be a whole, litany of stuff, but it can just be like, just a simple comment back to whatever they responded to, because your comments as well as their comments all count. So it helps you to stay up higher in the algorithm on Facebook. And part of what those questions will be, especially for those who are like really engaging with you, is that you'll begin to, once we get your foundational, what I call what we did together, our discovery session finalized, you'll want to be inviting people to have those conversations with you that you can then begin to convert to a client. You've got to build up your following a little bit more. So it doesn't have to be, we're not, our aim is to get 5,000 people.
The people that I'm looking for in sending friend requests are people who are coaches,
Coaches.
primarily,
Mm-hmm.
rather than just
Coaches.
randomly friending anybody in
Yes.
any. Like I have, I'm in a Harvard alum group, and I'm in several other groups. And I haven't friended everybody in those groups.
Yeah. Well, now, and the key is not to friend everyone, it's to friend people who are actually doing what you can help them with. They're actually
Yeah, right.
doing, we're not doing talks, they're doing speeches. Yeah. You want a friend. And you'll get other people who aren't doing that, and that's fine. But,
Yeah.
but you want to be very targeted in who you're choosing.
Right.
So, and like I said, 5 a day will keep you under the radar for Facebook, because when if you've not been doing this and all of a sudden now you go on a spree, it kind of red flags them. So you don't want to be sending out 20 or 30 a day. They,
Right.
oh, yes.
Now,
Go ahead.
another thing I can do is create a group in my friends list for
Yes.
people who I'm targeting, and then I can send posts just to those people.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And that would be great for you to do a group, because what our goal is going to be, I'd say probably within 8 weeks, because we're together for 3 months, for 12 weeks. When we get to about week 8 or 9, we're going to start looking at trying to do some kind of like a little telecall of some sort. We want to invite people to come to that call. So I would say, yeah, definitely, build that group, because once it's a group and it's not just your personal page, then you can really be, all your messages can be more not buy my stuff messages always, but basically much more business oriented. With your personal page, it has to be a balance between business messages and personal messages. It can't be every day, go to my website and read my article, or go to my website and sign up for this or whatever. So starting a group right now would be very beneficial to you in that respect. And I'm going to be giving you also some tips over the next week or so on doing the same thing with LinkedIn. Do you have a LinkedIn group already or no? Or are you involved in any?
I'm involved in several, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, LinkedIn is going to be another great source for you.
There's a Ryan Eliason group on LinkedIn that isn't very active, but there's also a George Cal who does social media coaching.
Okay, beautiful.
And I'm in that group, so.
Beautiful. Do you have an automated mailing list service like MailChimp or AWeber or something like that?
I have iContact.
iContact, okay. I was thinking a tip for you could be good, and you can do this on Facebook as well. As you write out these little tip sheets, and I suggest you have at least, you know, over time, not in the next week, but over time, have like maybe even as many as like 5 or 10 little tip sheets, just of simple things that focus on one specific topic that they can work on and get a result from, you know, at least feel they're getting a result from immediately. And make those available when you make your post. Invite people to request a copy of that PDF document. And what will happen is people will email say, "Would you like to have a copy of that?" It's one of the questions you could ask. You know, lead up to you know three breathing techniques that can improve your voice for your you know like in the next 10 minutes, 15 minutes, something like that. If you'd like to receive a copy of that, please send me an email to, and then wherever it goes to, you can set up an autoresponder, as I believe iContact does have those. And yeah. And then you can just automate the process. So they'll send an email to this list. They'll automatically get a link to a PDF document on your website to get that checklist. And at the bottom of these tip sheets or checklists is an invitation for them to have a discovery session consultation with you. So that'll be one of the goals we'll be working for, is getting that set up so that you can have those conversations, because that's what's going to help you to get clients. Give them a piece of content that's really engaging, they get a result, and then invite them to take the next step with you. So for your homework, again, we're going to go back to that for a second. You want to be friending at least 5 new followers a day by sending an invitation out to them. You want to go out to speakers, coaches, anyone in that arena. You want to start crafting some Facebook posts that can actually that elicits a question. And these can just be simple. Let's say, for example, if you had a tip sheet, let's say 7 tips. Each of those individual tips is an individual Facebook post. So I would say write the tip sheet first, and then right there you have your 7 Facebook posts that you sprinkle out over the next several weeks. I wouldn't say 7 days in a row put one out, but like, you know, just sprinkle in one on Monday or Tuesday and another one on Friday. Friday is a very high engagement day on Facebook. So maybe Tuesday or Monday, and then again on Friday, and then your regular post that you're doing now during the week, through the rest of the week. Let's see. So I say write some tip sheets, or write one tip sheet. Let's make this simple. Write one tip sheet. And then you can write ideas down for future tip sheets that you'd want to write. Okay, for tip sheets. Okay. The questionnaire. We want to do a brain dump of all the things that you would ask Ryan in a first first module of your program. And let's see, and what does a voice coaching interview look like in terms of just the things you'd be asking, the length of time it would take to do it. You said about 30 minutes. And you're going to reach out to Ryan. To have a, would you do it over the phone? Does he live in the area?
He splits his time between Thailand and Oregon.
Okay, so yeah. It'd be over the phone. Yeah, okay. So it'd be reach out to Ryan to have a telephone.
Yeah.
Conversation. Well, definitely if he's splitting, well, either way, especially if he's in Thailand, it'll definitely be better if it's Skype. So,
yeah.
Yeah, with exactly what that was that you said you would ask him, I would use that and ask him to, you know, reach out to have a conversation with him. You figured out what your niche is, and, you know, these are the things that you're very excited about this, obviously, and you want to, you feel very strongly that you can be a benefit to him. And like I said, just start out with the questions that, you know, we talked about. Ask him, you know, to reiterate what his vision is, what he really wants, and where he sees his business going, and the things that you've observed, because you're a participant in one of his programs.
Yeah.
And that you'd like to offer support to help him to get better results. And then if he says yes, then our work together, then, part of, well, amongst other things, is developing that program for him that you'll model for pretty much everyone else you work with. So if he says yes, that he wants to work with you on this, then you'd want to schedule a time with him to get started. I would say if you have a conversation with him next Tuesday, for an example, and he says yes, then you would decide, you know, and again, because I'm not completely familiar with all the components of your work together, how much time would you say you would need? Let's say this is going to be a 90-day program. It could be longer, but I'm just going to use 90 days as an example. Would an hour a day or less be, you could get what you need? Let's say that the first one might be longer, but you say an hour a day would, each week would be good to get what you need to get done?
An hour a week, yeah.
An hour a week, yeah.
An hour a week coaching and then 15 minutes a day practice.
Gotcha. Okay, great. So that's what you would tell him is what it would be. And say, you know, I'm just beginning to, you know, you can say, I'm actually developing this right now, and I want to work with you to develop, you know, working with you as I'm actually developing the program. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're not worrying about a title and all of that right now. You just want to actually go through the process with him. And then each week we'll get clear about what that next module is going to be. But I would say, module one is obviously understanding the instrument. And then you have that data that you need. And then the next step would be basically the coaching and the exercise that you would do with them for the next week. So I would say, let's say he says yes, he wants to do this with you. You do the questionnaire, you do the voice coaching interview. You've given him something he can work with immediately. What would you say would be for the next week, the next step? What would you probably, let's say everything in your mind works out the way that you ideally see it going. What would you be able to help him with in the next week?
Well, I'd have to think about this, how it would get structured.
Okay.
It might be that, week one is breathing and week two is this and week three is that. I have to look at that.
Okay. Yeah, map that out. I would just say write down weeks 1 through 12 and then think about, okay, this is what I would do. Week one, we would focus on breathing, as you said. Week two could be simply, I mean, that we've discussed this before, it could be diet. A lot of speakers have really bad diets because that affects what they're doing. So, it could be diet, simple.
Posture is a big issue too.
Okay. Posture.
So posture, maybe that has to go with breathing because you can't get good breath if you don't have good posture. So posture and breathing might be week one.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to say that week one is going to be the questionnaire you would have them do prior to your session, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So would you say that the voice coaching interview would be could be a part of week one now that you have those questions in?
Or okay, so I was thinking that that interview might be the discovery session, which would be a free thing.
Oh, yeah, no. No, you don't
No.
want,
Okay.
no. Because what you're doing at that level is you're giving them coaching and they're not paying for that. No. Your discovery session is only about really their goals. Because what you've done is you've sent them and we'll work on crafting. Well, let me back up for a second. The questionnaire that you would send to them prior to the discovery session is about where they're at currently, what they want, what's blocking them, what they believe is blocking them from getting what they want. How committed are they currently to change to get the results that they want, and any last thoughts that they have? Okay, you're just trying to find out if they're a candidate to even have a session with you.
Right.
So they have to be clear about where they are, clear about what they want, and clear about what's blocking them, and clear about where their level of commitment is to get change. Once you get the answers that you need, and we'll work on that together, on what that can be, once you're clear about that, then you confirm the appointment. Because the conversation at that point is, this is where you're at. You've said this, and you already know it now, so you're not wasting time going over all of that again. You want to
Yeah.
focus the conversation on what the stuck point is. Well, first you want to get what the stuck point is, what's the big vision? And they'll say all that in the questionnaire. Okay.
Yeah.
And then if they know where they're stuck at, they know what their big vision is, and they're committed to making change, at that point, once you've gotten clear about all those points, then you move into the offer of your program. If you feel intuitively they are a fit for you. And you, because you're talking to them, you're already going to pick up on things that you can help them on because you're a voice coach, voice trainer, and you're listening to them on the phone.
Right.
So the benefit that you have is that you may even give them one little tip, one little nugget right there in the conversation that really goes, oh, wow, I hadn't thought about that. So then what happens from that point is they go, well, wow, if she helped me get that one thing, what will I get in the program when I'm working with her? So it makes it much easier for them to say yes to want to work with you. So now this new questionnaire and voice coaching interview and all of that goes into your first session together. So once they said yes and they hired you, then you would send them out this new questionnaire that you need in order for you to understand where they have struggles with. And some of this you may already know because of the conversation you already had with them. And you may not even need it at that point. But this is what I'm thinking.
Right. So week one would be going over things on that more detailed questionnaire and having the more of a vocal evaluation.
Yeah. Week one is really going to be an assessment of what you're working with.
Right.
Yeah. Week one's going to be an assessment. So an assessment, and I'm using the word diagnostic, but you may or may not choose to use that word in your copy because they might go, oh, my God, what's she going to do to me? I would use words like assessment because diagnostic may scare them off. But yeah, that's going to be where you're going to do, basically being introduced to your voice. Because what you said to me in our conversation is they need to understand what they're currently are doing and what the things they're doing are affecting them. So I was just, as I was writing, thinking about this, I said, being introduced to your voice, and then the sub is basically an assessment. So at that point, you're going to be introduced to your voice. We're going to do this assessment together. Once they've signed up, they put their deposit down, then you send them out the questionnaire for the things that you need, the data you need to have in order to be able to make that first session not be 3 hours and only an hour or an hour and 15 minutes. So when you get on the phone with them, you've already got the data that you need, and then you're basically going right into the voice coaching interview and then giving them some exercises they can do immediately at the end of that call, and then that's basically it.
Right.
Okay. Then your week two is whatever you say, okay, this is what I need to do with them next. So it's going to be breathing and posture. Then the week three will be fill in the blank, week four fill in the blank, on and on and on.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So, but because your work in the beginning is going to be I'm making a guesstimation, if you will. It sounds like it could be a little bit more customized and not so generalized at this point, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, it will definitely be customized depending on what the particular issues are.
Okay.
Like there's stuff that I could do with you to help you improve your voice also, but it would be really different from what I do with Ryan.
Got you. Okay. See, and that's going to really be a very good key selling point for you, because then what happens is the model for you in terms of how you're promoting this online is that you may not have necessarily packages on the website with set dollar amounts, because you don't necessarily always will know what you're going to have to do with someone.
Right.
So then the key point for you and how you use the internet to get people into your pipeline is selling that discovery session. And then when you have that session with them, then you'll be able to better determine in your mind, this is what I can do for this person, this is what I can do for that person. This person here really is going to need 6 months. This one here, I feel like I can get this done in 3 months. And you and I privately will work on what that's going to look like and what those numbers are going to be.
Uh-huh.
But you may not necessarily publicize those yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you have a conversation with them, then from that point you can say, okay, this is what I know I can do with them with this package. So I'll offer them this. We want to have some structure around what we're offering them, but it may not be where we can just say, over $997, I can do this, you know. It's going to require more, and that's the reason why, too, I felt it would be a much better fit to go after the higher-end people, because they just want the result, and if they want the result and they see that you can give them a result, money's not an issue for them. They're not using money as the sole deciding factor as to whether or not they will hire you or not.
Right.
So what we may be looking at here for them may end up being way more than what I would probably say I would have just thrown out based on what I knew last week.
Uh-huh.
Because we're now getting under the hood, if you will, to find out what's going on.
Right.
So, you know, what's going to need to happen is, like I said before, we're really going to actually build this program. If Ryan agrees to working with you, we're going to actually build this program based on the data that we're collecting with you actually being in the field working with him.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you sort of have your model down at that point. And then you can then go, okay, this is how I can then better package this. But the first thing we need to do is we need to get you into at least conversations with people or at least with him to start with, and then more people that you can. And some people are just going to want to, you know, this is what's going to happen too. You're going to find once you're in conversation with people, they're going to tell you a lot of what they want to, and they might want to do something at a very entry level point. You know, like what can we do in like 6 weeks? You know, maybe I can't afford this $5,000 package, but what can we do in 6 weeks? And you have to assess whether or not you can actually help them. If you say, you know, I don't really know I can give you justice in that amount of time, then they may not be a fit for you, and that's not what we're going after. Or you say, well, you know what, it's not going to be everything, but I can help you get maybe 30% better results if we focused on this, and I can do this in 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is what this package is going to look like. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, that's why a lot of it's going to require us to get into conversations with people so that you can come back and say to me, this is what they're saying. And I would say record the conversations if you can, so that way I can actually listen to what your conversations are sounding like. Because then it'll better, because I'll probably pick up on things that you won't pick up on. And this service I'm using, by the way, is free. It's called freeconferencing.com.
There's a bunch of those now.
Yeah. Well, before, I mean, this is the first one I found that was really, really free. Some are saying that they're free and they really aren't.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I did one called Free Conference, and I was paying $9 a month, so go figure.
Yeah, right. Well, I've got to go. I've got a meeting at 2.
Yes.
In Valley, so.
How has this landed for you today? Are you overwhelmed completely now?
Well, there's a lot.
Yes.
There's a lot, yeah. No, I'm not really overwhelmed. I'm just.
Okay.
It's good to, you know, I was so excited about this last week that I woke up at like 4 in the morning with all kinds of things spinning around in my brain.
Oh, great. Well, like I said, you know, don't, you know, I mean, that's what I'm here for in that respect too. Like I said, so, you know, we set targets for what we want to accomplish week to week. If we don't get everything done, you know, it's fine. We'll just make that a priority for the next week. But I would say, you know, you definitely won't go wrong with fleshing out just what you know you need to cover with people. Flesh out what those are. We always can change them. Just write them down on a piece of paper. Like write out week 1 through 12. And if you do no more than write that down, then go do something else. And then your thought will come into your head and you'll write, okay, that could go into week. I'll even give you a better exercise, Ariana, is what I do. Get yourself a piece of a poster board. Something that's firm, like they call foam core at the art store, and
uh-huh.
Get yourself a package of post-it notes. And put out on that poster board just put at the top week 1 through 12, for an example, or week 1 through what? Yeah, week 1 through 12. And that's all
that's
you write.
I've already got that stuff, so.
Yeah, put it on the poster board, and then when the thought comes to you, write down what's going to go on that that post-it.
Okay.
That way you've got it on a big wall. You can move things around, change it, whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
You want to friend 5 new people on Facebook and start fleshing out what the questionnaire is going to look like.
Right.
So do you want to do standing every week Wednesdays at 12:30?
Well, we had talked about Wednesdays at 2, but
Wednesdays at 2. Okay, I'm sorry.
Other appointment. But next Wednesday is July 4th.
Oh, that's right.
So we were going to pick another day.
Okay. What day looks good for you? Let me pull up my calendar now.
So I could do Tuesday afternoon, 3 or 4, or 3:30. I could do...
I'm fine with 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock on Tuesday?
Ariana,
okay,
follow-up session, plus session 2.
Thanks for the third.
Session 2. Okay. And we'll put down for 3 for 4. And then now you have the dial-in number now.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we'll do that. And then I will send you over the I will send you over the link to get the replay as soon as it's processed. So probably about an hour or so.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. And then the following week we would be at 2 on Wednesday.
Yeah. And we'll go back to 2 on Wednesday. So from that point moving forward.
Okay, good.
Wonderful. All right, Ariana.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a great evening.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.